Zakta Helga Mishnah Vaita Masechta's Trum is Perig Yod Mishnah Bay. Sometimes what goes in doesn't give a taste at all, it's still Aser, and sometimes it gives an unbelievable taste, and it's still Mutter. How could that be? Let's see our Mishnah. Tapuach, if you have an apple of Truma, Shariskai, somebody crushed it. When the son, Ilatachisa, placed it into a dough of Chulin. Vechimtza, as a result, the dough began to rise. That's really what chametz is. The dough begins to rise. Now, if you leave it alone, it'll also rise, but sometimes if you put in something sharp, like fruit juice, it'll rise quicker. So in this case, he put in the crushed apple, which was truma, into this dough. Herezu asura, the dough is usher to zarim, to someone who's not a kohen. The kohen tastes it before, and he says, I don't taste any apple here, it doesn't make a difference. This truma is too much part of this dough, it caused it to rise. On the other hand, you can have sa'irim, barley of truma, shenaflu tacha bar shalmayim, that fell into a pit of water. Afalpi, even though, shehivishai, so much of the taste of the barley went into this water, you can't even use the water, it's like the water is spoiled. But meim of mutar, the water is mutter. Because this is called a noisin tam lipgam. Yes, the taste of the barley went into the water. But you don't want a taste of barley in water, it's not gishmak. And the din is a noisin tam lipgam, when a taste is imparted in such a way that it makes it worse, that it's not good, it doesn't aser. Again, of course, you have to know how to apply this halacha. Many, many sugyas and shas and simonim and shulchan aruch, but that's the basic yisayt. So the crushed apple in the dough, no taste, but it's aser because it caused it to rise. Ironically, the barley in the water, where there's so much taste, mamish, like, ooh, it's hard to drink this water, there's the barley taste in it, but that's mutter because that's considered a nice and time lipgam.